Keeps happening down here. Check it all out on dubaisportsworld.ae, also on dubaii1038.com. One of the activities here is skating, and it gives me pleasure to welcome Alex from Rage Skate Park. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
So tell me, what's happening in your area of Dubai Sports World?
Well, we have a Rage Indoor Skate Park, which is at Dubai Sports World. It's a great facility to come down and skate for BMXers, for skateboarders. We have it's a public park. We have different terrains, so we got rails, we got boxes, we got mini ramps.
What does that mean? What does all that mean?
That means
I was glazing over.
Wow. Okay. So we're on a skateboard or BMX, and what are these boxes and rails and the like?
Basically, it's just fantastic obstacles to come practice your skills, and just master whatever you want to do. And we have different ages, anywhere between 5 years old to even 30. So we have loads of skateboarders, load of kids coming down, and yeah, we're just having fun, enjoying.
It's a whole culture, the skating culture. You're mentioning there young kids, you know, like that age, you know, 5 years of age, wanting to get on a board. So for you, when did you first get on a board and get involved in this craze?
Well, I started skating when I was 14. It was a little bit too late. But when I started skating out here in UAE, in 2001, it was a little bit of a dead scene, but now it's just growing in numbers. Before, there was about a good handful of 100 skaters. Now there's over 3,000.
Wow.
That's incredible. You see, because when I think of skating, I think of like LA, you know, starting out in the kind of 60s with the skateboards and that scene. And then we see it now with the street and hip hop, and we see graffiti art and all the you know, the clothes. I mean, even you with your cap on this morning, you know, and the sneaker. So there's a whole image and brand and trend that goes with skating.
Yeah, I mean, it's more of a lifestyle as well, because you just change what you do. You change what you wear, and basically that's a kind of lifestyle and also kind of an action sport that is keeping you time. It's makes you make more friends, and it's just a little bit of a different thing than everything else.
That's what I was going to ask you, is the social side of it. I remember when I used to live on the South Bank in London, and the government there is very pro skating, and there are special areas under the Waterloo Bridge, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really cool, and all the kids go down there, you know, after school at the weekends, have a great time, and it is very social. Are there places in the UAE outside of here where kids can go and do this?
Yeah, well, right now it's super hot, obviously, and there's a lot of streets people skate down. And when the whole scene just evolved in 2001, Dubai Desert Extreme hosted the first skateboarding skate park in Ned El Sheba in 2001, and they were also the first ones to bring out professional skater from Europe. So that kind of boosted up the scene. After that, there was a skate park in Dubai Festival City. However, that got closed down, and there was another Springs skate park that also got shut down. So the only facilities that we kind of have now is the indoor skate park and also a ball at the Rage shop at Dubai Mall, which is a training facility for kids as well. So the moms can drop off the kids and come and basically
put them through their skating paces.
Exactly.
Yeah. So when they come down here at Dubai Sports World, you know, you're describing the terrain. So it's a really diverse terrain. So it's challenging for those skaters that have got, you know, a big ability. But what about those starting out? If people wanted to come down, you know, get out of the heat, come down with the kids and get involved.
Yeah. Well, the obviously what we try to emphasize on the safety, of course, in our skate park. All the kids and anyone who's below 18 has to wear a helmet. I mean, safety first, and basically we're trying not to push them to try something they are not comfortable with. So if you're not sure if you want to try it, don't try it.
Really? Yeah. So it's not like, just go for it then?
Well, it depends. as long as you wear all your helmets and protective gear, I think.
I'd love to have a go. Seriously.
What's that? Well, we're going to get you on it, definitely. We should have brought a board over, actually.
Seriously.
We got a board done.
Yeah,
after
we'll
this,
do that after, because George and I were going to have a run afterwards, but then maybe we could get you on the board and take some pictures and pop it up on the website.
So
you've got your PE kit. Excellent. Yeah. Alex is thinking, PE kit? What's one of those? So, okay, so safety is prevalent here, so you're taking care of all. But can kids as young as 4 or 5 come and have a lesson with you?
Absolutely. I mean, we have two instructors at the Dubai Mall, at the Rage Bowl, and their kids as young as 4. And they're supervised with helmets and teachers and people who have been doing it for many years. And I would like to think that it's a safe environment for them to come and practice.
Is it good exercise?
In terms of exercise, yes, especially not only physically but also mentally, because a lot of people who are very shy, a lot of kids who are 4 or 5 and not really interact much with other kids in school, they can't come down and interact with other people in the class because it brings that out of you, because there's a lot of adrenaline running and you get super excited, and kids who don't smile as much smile. So it's kind of a good moment.
What's great here, because there's so many different sporting opportunities, and you've got kids of all different ages, adults as well, you've got girls, boys, they're coming down, say, to play football or to play cricket, and then they see you guys, the cool guys over there, doing all what you're doing on the boards. We noticed you the other night, and it's going to draw the crowd in, isn't it? So you're going to get people maybe coming down and doing one activity and then getting involved with you on the skateboards.
Yeah, we'd like to hope so. I mean, there's a lot of people coming down, you know, even stopping watching football and watching us fall down and do our tricks or whatever. Yeah, I'd like to hope so. And it's a great facility. It's a great, you know, it's AC, and, you know, we like to thank Rage and Dubai Desert Extreme and Dubai Sports World for kind of making this happen to get the kids away from the heat, you know.
Yeah. Technique-wise, of course, in the knees, I imagine, well, little I know of it, but when you look at the technique and you see, and that idea that you're being able to balance, fantastic coordination for kids, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, especially balancing on manuals and two wheels, as we call it, manual. That's a very good practice, and it does teach you how to absorb an impact, especially when you're jumping down heights. And to balance out coordination, exactly, kids get more coordinated, and you know, I would like to think that it helps them in other sports as well.
Yeah, exactly. There's the social side, there's the just taking part, the fun side. What about the competitive side of skating?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually have a we just had the Go Skateboarding Day, which is an international event on the 22nd of June. We hosted a big competition here, and kids were getting prizes. We also have another competition coming up on the 20th of July, which is going to be the Summer Skateboarding and BMXing Championship.
Wow.
So we try to get all the kids from Abu Dhabi, because we usually hire buses and bring all the kids down from Abu Dhabi to here, and all the kids from Sharjah to Dubai Sports World, and give away prizes and just create a fun event.
Is BMXing taking off again?
Yes, it's been it's actually it's massive.
Is it?
It's growing and growing. I mean, I'm a skateboarder myself, but I know that BMXing is growing, and people are really looking forward to new parks and etc.
Alex, thanks so much for joining us today, and we'll come and find you a bit later, and George will have a go, and we'll get some pictures, and all the very best. Website details, George, for Rage Skate Park.
You can find us on www.rage-shop.com,
okay.
And you can also follow us on Facebook on Rage Shop DXB. So please visit, come check it out and see what we do.
Fantastic.
Thanks so much, Alex. All the very best.